The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Hello, everybody. How's it hanging? This is your favorite podcast host, Henry. I wanted to come up with a funny nickname for myself, but I choked in the face of improvisation. How's it going,
as
Rudy?
Usual.
Or should
good
I
popping
say...
some pills, as you can see.
Yep. Classic. So Rudy,
it is official, people of this podcast. I am under creative stress. My co-host is, for the lack of and sake of content, pushing me to be more upbeat, and hence I am doing cocaine live.
Yep. So I forgot to tell everybody, but Rudy does indeed do a quick line or two just before every recording to make sure that at least one person in this Zoom, in this Discord has energy. And it's certainly not me, because I just had my whole workday behind me. So, Rudy, Mr. Coke Man himself, what have you got to say?
Did you know that for vitamin D, they have international units?
Meaning?
Like... says 20, what is it? Micrograms, right? Equals okay. 800 international units. And apparently everybody in the world, to like for these supplements and stuff like that, you can just use international units. I did not know that. Because I was Googling what... because I bought vitamin D, and this one says forte. As in like, it's like a heavier dose, I suppose, of normal vitamin D. So I was like, oh shit. Because okay. When I bought it, it was without prescription. I did not see the forte. So, I thought, why shit, I don't want to like overdose on vitamin D. Not that it's a thing, but like, I don't want to take something that I'm not like, that I don't need.
Yeah.
Then I Googled it, it's fine, but through Googling it, I also found that, yeah, vitamins use international units.
So you say you don't want to take something you don't need, but here you are taking vitamin D when all you could do is just sit in the sun the entire day. Let's get real, Rudy.
It was raining for 2 days straight, so your point does not stand.
Okay, that's why you have to just be longer.
And
outside.
I thought you were going to go for a different joke. And yes, I would love to take some extra vitamin D.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I thought about it, but I thought, let's not give that to Rudy.
I also would like to give it because I am a giver, you know, yeah. As a lover. I'm.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I think this is the first time you've ever made such a reference, so I'll give it to you for this case. Rudy, let's talk about something close to your heart, close to my heart. And just before... we do that, I'll just introduce, we are today in Chisinau, Moldova. Welcome, everybody.
Oh, yes, so, yes, yes.
Now, let's dive right into this topic that I've prepared. Wine. What is a good wine?
Rooney. A wine? I was like, what the fuck is wine?
What is a good wine? To you, let's start with that.
To me? A cheeky good Moscato. I'm still in that age where I want sweet.
I think that's good. I mean, we have drunk many bottles of Moscato at parties.
We are alcoholics, yes.
Well,
actually, side note, went out with a friend of mine, right? Like yesterday for lunch. 3 p.m. We're drunk.
I think that's a good vibe, though. You see that
it is a good vibe, but he had a date later that day.
Okay,
and then he was like,
Rudy,
what the fuck do I do? And I was like, dumbass, why did you drink? I like, what was it? Porn star martini and then two espresso martinis. Like, huh?
Yeah, okay. That sounded pretty good until the date part. That's just not very prudent.
I still have to hear back from him about it. Hope it went well.
Yeah, but basically what I'm trying to say, in the summer, you know, you deserve to be sloshed at 3. I think that's a good vibe. In the sun? Good stuff. Well, Rudy, I recently had, say it with me now, a Pinot Noir, and I thought it was really good. Actually.
Wait! We had an ad about Pinot Noir.
Did we?
Yes, not from us, though.
What do you mean?
Our colleague had made an ad about Pinot Noir when we were in, where were we? South America? Can't forget. I forget the city name. Point being, anyway, you had a Pinot Noir. What are you thinking?
Yes. I thought it was pretty good. See, where I was at with wine, I was like, I don't really like most wine. But then over the years, I have had a couple here and there, some different types. And I'm starting to open up to some that I like, if that makes sense. But just by trying.
You're aging.
Out. Exactly. Like fine wine.
Clearly, you do not own a mirror.
Explain what's
do your
the
best. Do your best tea kettle. Do your best tea kettle.
Actually, I just tried, but it was pretty weak.
Let me. Because okay. Your tea kettle is legendary.
Could
holy
be better. Could
shit.
Be better. I hope that picks up. I hope that doesn't get filtered.
I
out
really hope it picks
process.
Up because that shit is abhorrent. Like. But what do you think? Describe the taste. I don't even know what to expect from Pinot Noir.
I'm glad you asked, Rudy, because I specifically wrote this down. What I had was that the... Okay, let's see. It was tangy, yet also had some good sweetness to it. And it was a subtle start. The flavor had like a subtle start, but developed into something bigger. Bigger than itself, quite frankly, by the end.
Now I just, this is just a very fancy way of describing you threw up.
No, I genuinely did enjoy it. And then later I had a Sauvignon Blanc, and that was a bit shit, is the best way I could describe it. So, bottom line, the reason why I bring this up, I guess, is to just round out the intro. Sorry that I just put it so on the nose. Just pretend you didn't hear that. This is a natural flowing segment.
Jason L. Moldova, the news!
No. Wait.
We have to do this transition.
Okay, but this is not the news yet. This is a fun fact before we get to the news.
Fucking hell. Okay, never mind. Finish your fun fact.
All right, the fun fact is Moldova is well known for its wine, apparently. I've never seen a Moldovan wine, but there you go. Well known. The world's biggest wine cellar is in Moldova, Rudy. And guess how... many, like, what the length of this wine cellar is, I guess, in paths that are inside.
A kilometer.
It's 200 kilometers of wine cellar. That's 200.
What the fuck?
And this
that's a catacomb. That's a city under a city.
Kind of is, yeah. It's the Mileshti Mitsi winery. And what I read is that you need a car to visit so that you could actually traverse a bit. And there's 1.5 million bottles inside. So.
Jesus Christ.
There's your fun fact, Rudy.
That is actually a really fun fact. Holy gee. 200 kilometers of a cellar.
Pretty big.
That's crazy.
That's bigger than the basement I have here. Yeah, that's mostly.
All right, then on that joke, the news. Where is it? Where is it? Is my article title.
All right, let's hear it then.
A pensioner from Dubashari alerted the law enforcement saying that he could not find his money that he himself had buried in the garden. He thought he was robbed.
Classic.
He claims that he would have marked the place where he hid his treasure, but it seems that he later forgot. So two of the law enforcement officers dug in the pensioner's garden. In the end, they found the money. Guess how much?
Probably like $20.
$20,000 and 4,000 euros.
All right, that's pretty good. I thought this was going to be like comically small, but that's actually a pretty decent sized fortune to have buried.
Fucking, what kind of Pirates in the Caribbean people live in Moldova just buried this treasure in my garden?
Yeah, that's just a pretty strange thing to do overall. But you know, I guess Rudy... You know what they always say during an economic collapse, there's going to be a run on the banks. In this case, he'll just have to dig up his garden and there you go. He's all set.
I love that my guy just woke up one morning and was like, fuck. Maybe it was that thing where it's like, okay, I know where it is. It's in that spot. But you know when you think about a thing and then you overthink it so much that it kind of just like you mess it up?
Yeah.
Like, for example, to my mom, you know what happened to my mom the other day? Well, the other day, like a couple of years ago at this point. But Danet, her like whole life has this like the same PIN code, I think, for the credit card, which is... But story is all this time, goes to an ATM, always did it by default, just, you know the pattern, press the buttons. One day she starts thinking about it, like she actually starts thinking about the numbers, and she's like, fuck, I don't know the numbers. She puts it in wrong, put it in the second time wrong, third time wrong, card gone. Because she started actually actively thinking about it, not doing it like on all, you know, like autopilot.
Yeah.
It's happened to me too. It's probably to this day as well.
I relate to this as well. I had this once while I was trying to log into my bank like app, and then it prompted me to do the PIN code, and I was like, what the hell is a PIN code again? Luckily, it's not as high stakes as if you do it three times wrong, you lose it. I just thought, okay, I'll just not do it right now, and when I do it later, I'll just remember automatically. And that actually worked, so...
Wow, that's a high risk, high reward right there.
Yeah, I don't know. It is strange how you sometimes just forget. That being said, yeah, I don't know if I would ever bury basically 24,000 euros in my backyard. Probably not.
Won't catch me doing that. Who the fuck has that on cash?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to like collect that over like at least a couple days if you're ATMing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I swear to God, maybe that article just doesn't say that this mafia don has grown with Alzheimer's, so now there's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a pretty likely answer, that this guy is just like a coke dealer or whatever.
Yes.
Anyway, Rudy, tragic news from my end. Drought has devastated Moldova. The small amount of oil from sunflower seeds will lead to a collapse in prices. Less oil is bad for the economy.
It's even that. That's how far we're going now. It's not even like petrol anymore. It's all oil.
That's
any
right.
Oil.
It's all oil.
So why don't you like Italy then? Italy would be the place to be.
Italy has a lot of oil, but there's a lot of boils, I guess, dragging it down. And
no,
I
when there's a lot of boys
this.
That are dragging me up when I want to go down.
Okay. I will not speak to my dislike of Italy. Or, sorry, I will not speak to my opinion of Italy. I will not say my dislike or like it.
I will not state my opinion of this country I find cringe.
Yeah, catch me outside if you want to hear me talk about it. Anyway, so warm summer have led to sunflower seed production issues. Pretty tragic. Less oil compared to the usual harvest. Less money. Farmer in trouble. How's that for news? No burying.
They'll survive.
All right, fair enough. Next one.
Behold, peasants! As Chisinau enters the modern world.
Okay.
You might smirk, and you might laugh, but we all see your jealousy shining through, is what the General Directorate of Urban Mobility in Chisinau must be thinking right now.
Uh-huh.
Dear listeners, behold, in Chisinau, there appeared what would be the first pedestrian crossing applied diagonally in the form of a staircase, at least in the municipality, if not in the whole country. The irony of this article is like, why the fuck is this even an article?
I found
it, and I was like, it's a skewed zebra, basically. The picture I saw is, imagine a pedestrian crossing, instead of going like just vertically straight throughout the street, it just is kind of like skewed. It's like steps, basically, if you watch from like bird's eye view.
So literally, who cares?
Literally, who cares? And this article was like three paragraphs long. I'm well, sorry, guess... Tokyo who? We have Chisinau and Moldova doing the shit now.
You gotta celebrate every small victory, I guess.
So true, King. So true.
But is this like a, like diagonally going across the street, like actually going from top left to bottom right, if that makes sense? Or is it just...
No, it's not even over a crossing. It's a yeah, street.
It's just a straight, like, it's just a normal crossing, but the line...
I have no idea why. They didn't describe in the... Like, I only saw the picture, and then there was no description as to why this was done, but...
It sounds like the builders just fucked it up and were like, let's
make this a thing. I think somebody just, with that article, somebody just tried to meet the daily quota. There's no other way how that came to be as a, like, objective article.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, Rudy, I have some good news now. Chisinau ranks 191st in the happiest city rankings.
191st.
And what I thought was really funny about this article is it was written in a way that is like very grandiose and like a good thing, and they were listing like cities that they beat out, like Montreal and Madrid, and then it turns out that the list is 250 total, so Chisinau is well and truly in the bottom, like almost in the
wait,
bottom.
Wait, they 50. Beat Madrid?
Yes.
I had the impression that the Spaniards are pretty happy in general.
Well, Rudy, you know what they say. Truth is in the eye of the beholder.
I suppose so.
Anyway, so top three ranking cities, Rudy?
Top three ranking cities. Yeah. No, actually, that's curious. Okay, one of them must be like, is it capitals only?
No.
Oh, fuck. Let me... Reykjavik?
Pretty good guess, but no.
Okay, Helsinki.
No, but you're definitely trending the right way. It's a city in Denmark called Aarhus. So, that's number one. And okay. You want to wager a guess to number two and three? Just you can also just name the countries if you'd like.
Two and three? I mean, it's still kind of Scandinavia.
It's not.
It's not, then I will not know.
It's Switzerland and, say with me, Rudy, Germany.
Russia.
yeah, but definitely good job on the Scandinavia
I
vibe on the first
one. I think this list is biased as fuck. Who the fuck would put Germany as the
well,
third?
Just as I was saying earlier, Rudy, truth is in the eye of the beholder, and I think... The eye of the beholder in this case is just the journalist who made it the fuck up.
Yes, truly. I have no more news. Do you have?
No. I think happiest city rankings are kind of bullshit is the last thing I want to say.
Yes.
So.
No, I've seen some where they like the first paragraph is how they describe how they got the rankings. And some of those I can get behind. But I swear to God, all of the top five always end up like Scandinavia, Iceland or New Zealand. Something like that.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny that it was celebrating that it beat out like Montreal and Madrid while still being firmly in the bottom like 40%. So
gotta take the victories where you can. Hey, diagonal crossings.
That's right. Do you just wanna, as a closing point to this news, guess which the lowest three countries were? Or lowest three
no.
cities in countries?
I don't know, so tell me.
Give me one random guess, Rudy.
LA.
That's not a country. No worries though.
Oh,
already.
You thought country. I thought cities. I thought you said cities.
I just said countries where the city would be. All right,
well,
give me
then
a country
America.
Guess. Still not a great guess. Unfortunately, it's China, South Africa, and Argentina. More specifically, Ushuaia.
Fucking hell. No, yeah,
that's
surely.
That's not true. It was some type of city I've never heard of. Anyway, stay mildly unhappy, people in Moldova.
Yeah, best of luck for that.
Yep.
You know what helps? Day drinking. So me and Henry are gonna go do that. You guys listen to Dad.
Yay!
Are you feeling unsure about the safety of your investments in our national banks?
Are you a victim of getting terrorized by the bank robbery stories you hear on the news? Well, fear not, as we have an option for you. Introducing our innovative method of stashing your money away so no one can find it. Yegor Banking System. You might be asking yourself, what's so special about this? Well, let me show you how it works. This is Yegor. And what we simply do is give him your savings, and then he goes and hides it. The best part? He does not remember where. Hence, your money cannot be stolen if no one knows where it is. Genius, right? Yegor Banking System works every time, up until Yegor dies, or they actually invent a cure for Alzheimer's. But most probably that won't happen, because I invest 10% of my earnings to sabotage the local research hospitals. Remember, Yegor Banking Systems.
Well, if that's not the most accurate banking / like politician ad that I've ever heard, then I don't know.
It sounds truthful and safe to me.
Yeah, it sounds like they've got their operation on lock there.
Right. All right. I will say, for the weather, I shall give you people the beans. In a city so modern, only the most precise of news can be reported. Hence, let me be the chosen one to give you what you deserve, residents of Chisinau. Average day temperature throughout the month of October, 15.8 Celsius, calculated by me. Average nighttime temperature throughout the month of October, 7.6857149 Celsius, calculated by me, rounded up.
Okay.
There will be exactly 3 sunny, 15 partially sunny, and 14 rainy days throughout the month. And yes, that sums up to 32 days, but I cannot be bothered to correct it now. Anyhow, be aware that this information has been gathered on the 19th of August, hence is prone to change later on. But fear not, citizens of Chisinau, the future is at your doorstep. That's it for the weather news.
That was oddly specific and also very unspecific at the same time. So, I bet they'll love that one. And on that note, Rudy, it's time to close your eyes. And I think for this one today, I just really need you to close your eyes extra hard, I guess.
Okay.
Really just like consider blinding yourself for this one is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It's dark. It's echoey. You know not where you are, except that you are trapped. How long has it been? No one knows. Suddenly, a burst of light. You have finally managed to make your way out of the infinite wine tunnels. You rejoice as you're finally able to take in some of the more typical tourist sights, like the Triumphal Arch, the cathedrals, and the many, many parks. And just when you least expect it, the police seizes you. Back into the eternal wine dungeon you go. So if that sounds fun to you, then maybe Chisinau can be your next destination.
What a way to go! Drunk like Dionysus.
I've always said you don't need water if you got wine.
Well, listen, give credit where credit is due. Jesus said it first, lads.
That's true. I think
local businesses.
Therefore, I am.
Fucking right. Hell. I'm here expecting you to do something, and then fucking 5 seconds, therefore, I am. Local businesses.
All right.
Go.
Ready? Well, as you may remember, just based off the fact that I talked about it 2 seconds ago, I talked about the biggest winery in the country. So, obviously, my local business recommendation is the second biggest winery in the country, which is the Krikova Winery. Just a small drive outside of Chisinau, you can experience firsthand why 120 kilometers of wine cellar is just not good enough and why second place truly is the first loser.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Well, my busy-busy-busy-busy-busy-ness is for modern world enjoyers and world stage entrepreneurs. I have the greatest of recommendations for a place where you can go and brush up your English skills.
Ooh.
The very high-tier sounding, fantastic English school. Very original name there, but bad. Jokes aside, the reviews are actually rather good, with people emphasizing a personal approach and smaller class sizes than those of conventional classrooms. Remember, people, we make jokes all day long, but we never actually mean to make fun of people educating themselves. So, go on. Learn that English, become a world-class citizen, rise Chisinau out of that 190-whatever happiest place, make it top one. Remember we talked Indonesia is going to be in top 5 world GDP? Moldova right there, top 3.
All right. With what, like, with just being able to speak English, that's enough, or?
Wine.
And buried treasure. I wanted to say something. And that is, let's go to the local radio recommendations, because I forgot what I actually wanted to say. All right.
Smooth.
I'll start off, if that's all right. Is that all right with you, Rudy? Can I go ahead? Am I able to start with mine? Or do you want to
16 episodes, we made it. Until he remembered that joke existed. God, I hoped that would just, like, die with the last podcast that died with us. Holy shit, how I hope that will never come back.
All right, well, my recommendation is Radio Relax 94.9. Enjoy some chill tunes.
I need that.
While you're in the vineyard sipping some wine, treat yourself. And truly, this was... Usually I listen to the radios a bit, and then I turn them off. I listened to this radio while doing my entire prep for the entire block of episodes that we're recording, because it was just that relaxing.
Damn, that's pretty good. Mine is not as nice. This time I, if you did that, I submit my defeat. Modern radio stations for a modern city was my suggestion. Go and listen to Megapolis FM Radio at 88.6 FM for some electro beats to lighten up your punk ass day.
Well, Rudy, I think it's important to remember that if we recommended the same thing, it would not be as good. So it's always good to have variety, Rudy. Good on you. That's it, I guess.
And this was Globally Local FM episode Chisinau in Moldova, people. Thank you all so much for listening. I remember this was brought to you by Tom of Hussa! And go and check out our colleague Colossal Pengu on Twitch. If you wanna send a cheeky hate letter to me, do so digitally through 000RUDY000. That's 3 0s, Rudy is 3 0s on Instagram. We are also on platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and stuff like that. So if those platforms allow you to, you know, review us or give us feedback or Q&A, go on. Be crazy. And you can find Henry.
You can find me at the bottom of the next wine bottle that you finish. Because I'll have been there first.
And I'll be there on the second one. Because with Henry, it just never ends. Anyways, drum roll, partner. Please, for the next...
Sorry. Our next destination is... Tanta in Egypt.
Yowza!
Yeah, yowza.
I tried to remember the prep, and that was a yowza. Alright, how are we going out, partner, this time?
I think I want to slam you through a desk. Thoughts?
Wait.